going back to work is the goal, then the clearer you are, the more, you know.
I'm clear.
Cool.
I've been trusting the process.
That is true. And you've shown up for all of what we
asked you. I trust the process even more.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
I just should have never seen you. Should have stayed on the phone.
Oh, okay. That means you stopped me before you even got
to the I didn't never see you.
Yes, you did. I came when you came and I did
you. You had a mask on. Oh, and you looked like the predator. And I was like, nah, you wasn't going to be my therapist. So, no.
But I'm
glad
that I came out the predator.
No, you. Go. All right,
I got to do this assessment.
Come on.
On our thing.
Come on.
There's 20 questions.
All right.
And I need your perspective on this. So?
You want real or you want nice?
Take what you have you want to come, because I got a document.
Okay, all right.
All right, I'm okay, so the first one has to do with your health. Ideas about it. How do you feel about taking your medication, managing your moods? So, taking care of your moods, your injections, your medications and prescriptions, following up your appointments. How do you feel about having to do all those things? What are your thoughts?
I feel like it's one of the best things I ever done.
And do you have any trouble? You need support in being able to accomplish anything?
Nah. You support me very well. Yes, sir. Doing the doctor. Okay. Even though she hard to deal with.
The doctor
hard
to deal with?
Because
she a doctor, she
not done. Man, she just being a woman or something. I'm not. No, it's not bad. Y'all just really be trying so hard.
Okay. What about housing stability? And that means things like maintaining the order of your home, organizing the things you own, keeping it clean, abiding by rules.
OCD, baby. I'm good on that. I'm very OCD.
How does that show? OCD looks different for different people.
I clean a lot. That's one of my problems of being still. Me and being still is just.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
So it's hard for you to be still.
Mm-mm. Just like, well. I'm back at work. I'm going back to work. I'm going back.
Without question, or you're already back?
I'm going back.
You have a date?
Mm-hmm.
What is your date to go back to work?
I supposed to went today, but I told them I'm coming to see you.
Okay, but they do the date?
Mm-hmm.
To what?
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay, that's good.
But the reason why they let me do, because I actually told them and let them know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, well, hey. And where they put me at, where they finna put me, I'm finna be. They finna actually do me a favor. They finna give me my supervisor position without being a supervisor. In other words, they're finna put me in the high rise downtown.
Okay.
So I'm not finna be.
Having to do a whole lot of.
I'm just finna be strictly. The type of person that they know I am, I'm finna be working for two different companies in the same building. In other words, Monday through Friday, I'm gonna be working in the garage where the car's at. And Friday, Saturday, they're gonna have to give me a day off. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I'm gonna be on the inside where the apartment's at.
Okay.
If you ever heard, of Renew Premier Park in downtown?
I think so.
That's where I'm at.
Okay.
So that's, they all connected, but they two different companies. They two different people. And the reason why they want me to do it, because I've been so consistent coming to the parking lot, that when I go in every night to get my coffee, which is in the other building, they always ask me, where's the security for in here? So y'all gotta ask for them. So the lady asked for me.
Okay.
And I see, because I see her every night, her and her daughter come past waving at me. I was like, who is this lady? And I finally go in there and get some coffee one night. She was like, you know, I'm the new owner. And I'm like, oh, that's why you've been waving at me, because I'm secure. She was like, so where's the security? I said, y'all find them. Because we had somebody, and they let them go. And I said, y'all let them go. She said, well, we need them back. I said, well, y'all going to have to call down there. And I already knew. She said, well, you already there. Can you do both of them? Mm. I said, you asked me to do both of them because you know I can, and don't nobody want to do it because it's overnight.
So that works out because you're up.
Question.
I'm just
not
gonna put two and two together.
Oh, what? Am I at home or am I in therapy? Because I'm up. What that mean?
So do you not want to do it?
It ain't that. It ain't that. I am glad.
Okay, so why did you make me try to feel like I was wrong?
Because you shouldn't. You're not supposed to say that.
Okay.
You're supposed to keep. Fine. See, that's what it is about you. You make me. Say this, and I'm not breaking no codes, but I could marry you.
Okay, you are breaking codes.
Fine.
Okay, take it. Now,
so,
I'm trying to get
the best one.
On what you
just said. Nothing.
Congratulations, because that means you got more income coming. That's always a blessing. Can't make too much money. No, I'm not looking good for that. Okay.
All right.
So, OTD is a tentative. Here's
what you want to know
about how your OTD shows up. So, I have questions.
So, I always do stuff. Like right now, your desk talking with the clean up. You know what I'm saying? So I know the inside of your car probably is crazy.
You don't even
work out. No, I know. See, you don't even understand why I know therapy become therapy. You know why therapy become therapy?
No, why?
I'm asking, do you know why did you want to become a therapist?
What is your interpretation of
it? My interpretation and my explanation that I've been told is because they want to find out what the problem is too. So, you become a therapist. So, okay. So, what's your problem?
You're not here for me at all. So,
wow.
Now, what are you?
What?
Reoccurring thoughts, urges, images that come up repetitively. So, are you bothered by any particular? Yep, those images come up, so that makes sense.
What? You don't know that. You didn't even say it. How you gonna say yeah?
So it says some people are bothered by reoccurring thoughts or urges of images.
Of what though?
Or images that seem inappropriate or do not make sense.
Hold on. What's inappropriate though?
That show up at times that aren't, that you wouldn't expect to show up.
For an example. Uh-huh. So if I was at church and dreaming about a woman, that'd be inappropriate. I'm just asking.
It could, if it's reoccurring, just depends.
Okay. I'm just asking. Okay.
Okay. Or they don't make sense. That's the rest of the sentence.
Okay. Okay.
But they keep repetitively showing up over and over and are difficult to get out of their heads. So, for example.
You're right there.
Okay. Intrusive, repetitive thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
That you might.
No.
Okay.
I don't want to hurt nobody. No. I don't want to hurt nobody. That ain't mine. I think I'm more of my...
Okay. Huh? What were you going to say? Okay. All right. That the house is unlocked, something like that. Somebody will break in and rob it.
I ain't worried about that. I'm secure. I ain't worried about none of that.
That the iron's still on, stuff like that. When the house will burn down, or
OCD, too much OCD for all of that. Do it, man.
Some people don't like germs.
Mm-mm, I don't know.
Does cleaning kind of fall in that category?
Yes.
Germs?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Clean, yes. Got to.
So you describe what it's like, right?
Mm-hmm.
How often it happens, which is frequently throughout the day. How many times
do you
clean?
Whenever I see something need to be done, it don't matter what it is.
Think you would stay there, or you have people that move stuff around a lot?
Ain't nobody gonna move nothing. Ain't nobody gonna clean
nothing,
so ain't nobody gonna move nothing.
Okay. So, how do you feel when you have these thoughts?
It really, I don't feel anything. I mean,
it doesn't bother me. Mm-hmm. And cleaning, I don't think most people see that as like a problem. If you like cleaning, most people right, be like, okay, cool. You know?
I mean, sometimes I take it too far. I go in other people's house and start cleaning their house.
Okay.
I might go in somebody's house and they might have a half full of dishes and I might start washing their dishes and they'll be like, hold on. What you doing?
Do you have a conversation with anybody and say, can I please help you out? Or do you like me to help you out?
Can
you start?
You know? Some. It depends on who it is.
Okay.
You know, if I kind of know who you are, some people you know appreciate it, some people you know. Some people you know appreciate it, some people you know need it. So.
Okay. Yeah, I just.
It's just like your desk. I know you need it, so I wouldn't even ask you. I just do it because it's just.
So you
holding
stuff, but ain't nowhere else to put stuff.
This no, it's always somewhere to put something. It's always something to do with this. Don't.
This is where I want this to be.
But I'm not saying it's messed up. I just said. In your world, yo.
Yes, in my world. Okay, so do you say things to yourself about it? Like when you see the thing?
You know what? I got something I want to talk to you about. What for? No, finish that. I got why it's on my brain.
Okay, I'm listening.
Why it's on my brain.
I'm listening.
Mm-mm, finish your quick. Finish that because
okay.
You got
to. Okay, do you have things that you say to yourself about the things when you see them?
Mm-hmm.
Images.
I'm tripping.
Oh, okay.
I might say I'm tripping, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that I'm tripping, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, do you have any rituals that you always have to do in a particular order, in a particular way? And so, do you have to do that with cleaning? Do you have to clean in a certain order, a certain way?
Yeah, once I analyze what I'm doing, what I got to do, yeah.
Okay, so you want it done in a certain
way. I analyze it first and I do it in a certain way, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have orders, yeah. Order of operation, most definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it bother you? Would you say it bothers you? How does it affect you?
Maybe if I really do it myself.
Okay.
Because if people don't do it right.
Does it impact the way you... talked about one kind of impact on in other people's houses, so that can impact your relationship with certain people potentially. Does it impact the people that live in the house with you in any way?
No.
They have to. That's what I
mean. No, hell no. They glad no.
Okay.
Hell no, they glad I'm doing that.
Does it impact you on your job? Like when you're working, and you feel in a compulsion.
Not now. Well, at first, before all this happened to me, yeah, they used to have to stop me.
Just cleaning up stuff?
Yeah, they was like, you don't probably be doing that. But I'm like, I got to be here for 12 hours. I can't sit here like this and just not do nothing.
Okay.
So
it's the being still, really, just finding stuff to keep yourself occupied.
Because it would be like, at first, when I was working at the warehouse, when you first walk in the warehouse, you would have like, area with the break room and all that. I would clean the whole break room up. So when the janitor come in there, they'd be like, who came in here? And I mean, I'm talking about it'd be immaculate. It'd be like, damn, who? And then he'd be like, I'd be like, oh man, I'm worried about it. I did that at 4 o'clock this morning. He don't get it till about 8. It's been done. Four, five hours. He coming. He got to a point they ain't even. I don't even come in there no more. Cause then I got the lady to put me a compliment scene in there too. I was like, I need compensation for creaming your cafeteria. She said, what you want? Coffee machine. She got it. Right. But anyway, this is what I
interrupt other. Oh, no. Sorry,
I, go ahead.
This is the last question. Does it interrupt other things you need to do in the day? So does your cleaning make you late for work, for example?
Yeah, but my mom don't joke with me because I be too early.
Okay. So you clean to the point
where
you
gotta
stop.
Man, if I call my mom right now, she'll probably ask me, are you at work? I know you ain't at work. Okay. She'll say, are you sure you at there or are you at work? Because I'm supposed to be at work at a certain time. And I always get there at least an hour, or an hour and a half too early.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so it doesn't prevent you from doing what you gotta do.
No,
so
it
how
don't.
How do you handle that? You stop at a certain time and you know you pick up when you get back, or what is your process for?
I have days where I would do everything I need to do, so I can have days where I won't have to do nothing.
Okay.
But during that time of days of doing nothing, I still find time to do, okay. Find something to do.
Okay. All right. So, you had a question.
I just gonna be off the subject for a bit.
Okay.
But I have been told by several people that don't know each other. My grandmama told me something when I was little, and maybe this gonna tell you a lot about me. I maybe shouldn't tell you. I'm not gonna lie. I don't think I should, but since you are who you are, and you don't, I'm saying this, it may sound funny, but it's not funny. I'm so serious. You don't understand how much you mean to me. You really don't. But my grandmama told me a long time ago that I would never be for anybody. I would always be there to help them, but I'd never be there for nobody. There ain't never be nobody for me like that. I don't know if I started to believe that or not, but I think that's been a holdback for a lot of things.
Feeling like you have somebody that will be there to support you, will be there for you.
It's like this. I don't feel like I need nobody, and that's just me. But I know that's not true.
That's insightful, that you at least can say, this might have been what I've been saying, but I know it's not really what I feel.
It's not. But at the same time, I know what I need. And it's like when I say about medicine, can't tell me what I need. I know what I need. It's me. You can only assume by what you have been taught and learned from your craft. But to actually know, you don't. Because it's like I would tell anybody, I will never know the emotions of a woman. I can't know that. You can express it and you can say it. You should feel like I, but until I ask to say, well, you know what? Nah, you can't.
Okay, when you say that, what is it that you want me to know and understand?
It's something that I'm missing.
In your life in general, or?
I can't blame it on a person. I can't blame it on that, but I know I'm a firm believer in God, so I know we weren't put here to be here alone. I know that.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that, but I'm not the any type of person. I may come off like that, and I know my persona says, yes, I'm not like that. I'm really closed off. I'm really different. I'm not, and people have to talk to me to know that. You have to really know me to know, no, he really not as crazy as he look and sound. He's really not. I don't know if you know about angel numbers.
Angel numbers, no sir.
Lord. You don't know about it. Well, I see numbers all the time. If you ever get a chance, you look this up too. If you look up angel numbers, they're going to tell you 0001112222. If you see these numbers, I see these numbers all the time.
See numbers just around? Okay.
And I see 444 a lot. And so when I looked it up, what it really meant through that, I was like, wow, it's like, I have the power to do and create whatever I want to create. It's, I don't know if this stuff true, but it's some people that really, really believe in it and keep telling me, my, you special. I don't know if I'm special. I don't think I am like that. I feel like if I was special, I'd be doing something else. I feel like I'd be somewhere else. I feel like I have what I need with me.
Beyond achieving, right? Because this is, as far as you've gotten in your life, this is not your whole story, right? This is like this part of the journey. So if you still, and if what you just said, your grandmother's statement has influenced you to...
It's like this. I'm so used to it. It's like if I was into somebody and I said, hey, I liked you, and they were like, well, I don't like you, I'd be like, okay then, let's go get something to eat anyway. I didn't even hear the rejection. Mm-hmm. I'm so, okay.
You accept it, it's gonna come.
All right, you're still cool people, let's go. And they'd be looking at you like, can I just, yeah, I heard what you said. You ain't liking, you not liking me don't mean you ain't hungry. Yeah. Let's go. So it's kind of like that, okay. But that's not what how I want it to be, like that all the time.
Okay. So one of the things it sounds like we can start to work on is you changing your perspective on your ability to relate, to be in a relationship. And...
did I tell you what happened to my last relationship?
No.
I was getting ready to get real short. I was getting ready to get married in 2000. The day I was getting ready to get married, the bridesmaids called me looking for my wife. They couldn't find her nowhere. Now, the bridesmaids called me looking for my bride on Wednesday. Come to find out, she ended up being with my best man and the pastor. So, that day... 2000, October 19, 2000, this
been disaster. Okay, that's absolutely painful and very hurtful and unnecessary. So, I can see how that's going to be a mental heal from that.
No, I'm healed from that.
Okay.
It's just that is always right here. It's always
the potential to be hurt.
And I really genuinely, if it'll take my people to tell you this, if I open up to you, I don't care who you are, family, friends, therapist, cat, dog, rock, picture on this thing, I really got a liking for you, because I don't open up to you. No, that's what they had to talk to me about. See, my dad said, are you sure you're going to be able to talk to a therapist? He said, because you're not the type to talk to nobody. He said, you won't help yourself. You won't help them help you because you won't tell them nothing.
So let me say,
I had to think about that. I was like, he right. I get in there and be like, I'd be like, oh, no, it's over with already.
Well, you've told something, maybe not in-depth insight.
I'm being honest. I genuinely, spiritually, this has nothing to do with, I didn't see you, so that's why I say I can't say that. This is on the phone. It's something, I'm trying to tell you, I don't know if you hear me or you believe me or not. If this is something, this is like an angel number.
Okay, I promise.
This is very strong.
Let's
it's a.
Be clear though.
Because I hear you.
Let's be clear.
I hear you.
About what we got to do.
I hear you.
There.
That's crazy.
I don't want to be a hindrance to you getting to where you're trying to go.
You won't. Okay. That's the thing. You are help.
All right. So that means you're just gonna be honest with me.
That's yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's all we need.
Yeah.
Just to know that you're gonna tell me the truth. I'm gonna tell you the truth.
Yeah.
And it's all for
no matter what.
Yeah. And it's all for your improvement, for you to get peace of mind, wholeness, life. You want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we're clear on
it. Yeah. I mean, cause you.
All right, we'll leave it there for now, and then we'll just be prepared, moving forward, to know just what it means is we're going to be honest with each other.
Yeah.
What
time. Yeah.
Okay. What more can one ask in therapy? So,
yeah.
What I also need, I think you're good on your treatment plan, though, but just to keep in mind what you're trying, what are we trying to accomplish? You're going back to work. That's where we started. Getting you to the point where you can be able to sleep well enough, and able to function thoroughly enough, effectively enough, even though you may be seeing or hearing certain things, that they're not going to impact you from being.
It's like right now, I know I look tired, because I know I am.
You looked a lot more tired last session. That's why I knew you looked better. You looked something different to change.
Yeah. And that's crazy. I've been up all night. I've been up all night, too. That's what's crazy. I look more tired, and that's what's crazy. I took the medicine
Last
time.
Right. Oh, so this time, you took the medicine this time? You haven't taken the medicine this time? Mm-hmm. When are you going to take it?
I'm probably taking it later on.
Now, so when you do take it, it makes you sleepy?
That's why you say I look, I probably did look like I was about to pass out, because that's what it do.
Okay.
It make me feel like that.
But the
beauty not the new one. Not the new one.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
The
okay.
New one is...
Good to go.
Yeah, I'm.
Okay, just tell the doctor that she did that fine.
Yeah.
We talked about you did fine, ma'am.
So okay. You could do better. But
all right. Okay. All right, sir. We're going to put on pause for today. Now, we have to make your next appointment.
Now, if I was talking to anybody else, this 30 minutes would have been still 20 minutes. You are an amazing person. Well, you are amazing.
Thank you.
I know you are, like you said, you are. We don't know who we get. We don't know.
Okay,
you don't know who you get, man. This right here, you are special. You don't run across the guy. You like Steph. You don't run across the guy too many. Steph Curry. You are one of a kind. You are Aisha.
Yes.
You definitely are Aisha Curry.
I don't think so. Okay. But thank you for your time. All right. So thank you for your honesty. Thank you for being intentional about being transparent.
Intentional?
Yes, sir. Intentional about being transparent with me. So your next appointment is going to be on the 18th of May. Is that okay? You need to be sooner than that.
The 18th of May?
Yeah, when you want to.
Alright.
Yeah.
Alright.
Okay. Yes.
The 18th of May.